Good morning and welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church. My name is Pastor Nate Wallenberg, and we are gathered here today to say goodbye to our dear brother in Christ, Gust Underfert. And what a beloved husband, father, grandfather, and great-grandfather, and pillar of this Hoyleton community, Gus was. Today, we are gathered in confident hope of the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. We know that because Jesus lives, we will live also, and that means that Gus's body will be raised at the last day. What a wonderful message that is for us today. Everything that you need for the service is printed for you on this orange bulletin. It's not quite Underfert orange, but it's as close as we could get. And also the words to the hymns are printed for you in the burgundy-colored hymnal in front of you. We're going to begin the service today with our first hymn. It's number 862, O Blessed the House. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In holy baptism, Gus was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all his sin. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his." Our service now continues with the words of Psalm 23, which are printed there for you. We speak the psalm together. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for your loving kindness shown to Gus and to all your servants who, having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful unto death and receive the crown of eternal life through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated for the reading of God's word. Our first reading today comes from the book of the prophet Job, chapter 19, beginning with verse 23. Oh, that my words were written. Oh, that they were inscribed in a book. Oh, that with an iron pen and lead they were engraved in the rock forever. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God. Whom shall I see for myself? And my eyes shall behold, and not another. My heart faints within me. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And our epistle reading today is from St. Paul's first letter to the church in Corinth, chapter 15, beginning with verse 14. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain, and your faith is in vain. We are even found to be misrepresenting God because we testified about God that he raised Christ, whom he did not raise if it is true that the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile and you are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied. But, in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For as by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please stand. Alleluia, alleluia. Jesus Christ is the firstborn of the dead. To him be glory and power forever. Alleluia. Our holy gospel reading is from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 11, beginning with verse 17. Now when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. So when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, but Mary remained seated in the house. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. This time we join together in speaking the words of our common Christian faith, the same faith that Gus shared with us. Today we will be using the words of the Apostles' Creed, and if you need the words, they are printed for you on the back flap of the hymnal. We confess together, "I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen." Our next hymn is Amazing Grace, number 744. You may be seated. To the family and friends of Gus Unverford, to those who are gathered here today to celebrate his life of faith in Christ and service to this community, as well as to mourn that life's earthly end, and especially to you, Larry and Paula and Brenda and Patty and Kevin. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I remember the first time I met Gus. It was back when I had first been installed here as the pastor. It was December of 2016. And at that time, I was meeting a whole bunch of people here in Hoyleton all at the same time, trying desperately to figure out how am I going to remember all of these faces and all of these names. But Gus had a way of making himself stand out a little bit. And I had already seen his name everywhere around here, you know, on signs and on trucks, and I was looking forward to finally getting to meet the famous Gus C. Unverford that I had heard about. And he came up to me, I'll never forget, you know, he introduced himself, shook my hand, he had that classic Gus smile on his face. And then, I think, just to mess with me just a little bit, he decided to say something in German. And I do not speak German. So I wish I could tell you what he said, but I have absolutely no idea. And I decided I was going to play along a little bit. And I took a year of German in college, so I knew a few simple phrases. So I think I said something back to him like, Guten Morgen, or Danke, or something like that. And he just kind of brightened up, you know, like he was so impressed that the new pastor could speak German. Not really, but we kind of became good buddies after that. What I personally got to see over these last 2+ years is in reality just a glimpse of the man that he was for 90+ years on this earth. In those little 10-second interactions we would have as he was leaving church on Sunday morning, I got to see a man who liked to joke around, a man who was friendly to everybody that he met. But truthfully, I did not have a front row seat into his life like so many of you did for so long. You know, and so I'm really thankful that over these last several days since Gus passed, that I've had a chance to talk with a lot of you, and you've shared some awesome memories with me of this man, all of you friends and family of Gus. Probably the most common thing that I've heard from people over the last few days is that Gus will always be remembered as a man who worked extremely hard. Just look at the way that he was able to build up his farm supply business. You know, starting out in just a tiny office where he and Irene were managing everything by themselves. And now to the point where it's a much bigger operation with more than 50 employees and serving farmers in all these different states with this fleet of orange and white trucks going out proudly bearing the name of Gus C. Unverford on the side. And even after retiring and stepping back a little bit and turning the business over to Larry and Kevin, he still continued to work. He still continued to drive all over the place, picking up equipment. He was known for very meticulously packing the trucks so that there was no space wasted whatsoever. He was reliable. He was dependable. He was a go-to problem solver for so many of his customers. Those of you who know farming, you know how many things can go wrong in any given season and how frustrating that can be. But that's why the farm supply commercials years ago said, "Don't cuss, call Gus." That's pretty good advice, if you ask me. His problem-solving abilities went beyond the business, too. I heard this one great story about a day when he came here to town and he was picking up some fertilizer with his truck and something went wrong and that transmission kind of got all messed up, and he was stuck in reverse. And I think most of us at that point would probably just call a tow truck or something like that, but not Gus. He was going to solve this problem. So he actually drove backwards from here in town all the way to the Unverfurt farm, believe it or not. It's amazing. And his problem-solving abilities were utilized at home, too. When Irene was in the nursing home, he was with her by her side, morning till night. But then he decided he was going to bring her back home and he was going to take care of her. The problem, of course, was that he was not used to doing all of the household chores. So he surprised everybody. He learned how to cook, he learned how to clean, he learned how to do the laundry and the dishes. No problem, right? Gus solved that one too. Gus's love and dedication for Irene. From the moment that they first met at a wedding, Gus loved to tell stories, and that was one that he told over and over again. That love overflowed into love for the whole family. He loved you guys so much. And he loved spending every moment that he could with you. You know, whether it be starting water fights, I heard that if he had a hose or a bucket in his hand, nobody was safe. Giving sleigh rides on the tractor in the winter. He loved to dance. He loved to dance the polka and the jitterbugs. He had to be dragged off the dance floor sometimes. And he loved to tell stories. He would tell story after story. He would talk for hours if you let him. And you know, there are just so many more things we could say about Gus. But the point is, those of you who had that front row seat in his life, you know firsthand how hard he worked, but also how hard he could play, too. And speaking of front row seats, it was here at Trinity where Gus, for years, would take the front row seat in worship, which is not a typically Lutheran thing to do, by the way. Most of us like to fill in the back rows first, but that's where Gus liked to be, in the front, where you could see everything, where you could hear everything, where you could be as close to Jesus as possible. You know, a couple moments ago, we were hearing the scriptures read, and one of the passages that I read was from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. That is such an important passage of scripture. It's such a comforting passage. It's special because it's actually known as the Easter chapter. This is where St. Paul is teaching us about the resurrection of the dead, how because Christ is alive, we will be alive at the resurrection too. But it's also a very special passage because last Wednesday, on the day that Gus passed away and entered into the heavenly realms, that was the passage that was featured in the Portals of Prayer devotions for Wednesday, February 20th. And if you don't know what that means, Portals of Prayer is like our Lutheran devotion booklet. So many of us use Portals of Prayer to guide our prayer life each and every day. And that devotion last Wednesday was all about the Easter resurrection, the resurrection of the dead. And at one point it even says, and I quote, "God's ultimate plan for us is to raise our bodies from the dust." How perfect is that? Here's why it matters. The truth is, for us, as people who live in a world that is ruled by sin and death, as we deal with sorrow, as we deal with grief, the loss of our loved ones, as people who, quite frankly, wish that Gus was still here, wish that he could be with us here today, we realize on days like this that we don't really have the front row seat that we wish we had when it comes to God's glory. And don't get me wrong, we know that God is with us. We know that God loves us. We see everything that God has provided for us. We know and believe that he sent Jesus Christ to be our Savior purely out of love for his creation. We know all those things. But just like we said a few moments ago at the beginning of the service, in Psalm 23, we also know that we are still walking through the valley of the shadow of death at all times. What we see even on the best days in this world, is still only a glimpse of the righteousness and holiness and joys of heaven. Being a problem solver is a great thing, but even Gus was not able to solve the problem of human suffering. Sitting in the front row at church is a wonderful thing. Getting close to Jesus is a wonderful thing. But on a day like today, sitting up in the front just gives you a better view of the casket. And that's why it's so important for us to remember that our hope is not of this world and the things that we can see. And that God has a plan for us beyond this life of brokenness. Just like St. Paul tells us in verse 19, if in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied. But because our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ did rise from the dead on Easter morning, all who believe in him will one day know exactly what it feels like to live with absolutely no problems whatsoever. Gus and Irene and Diane and all of those that we love who have gone before us are now finally sitting in that front row seat in heaven, experiencing the full glory of God in a way that they were never able to in this life, worshiping the Lamb before his throne. And someday, only the Lord knows when, but someday, on the last day, when Jesus returns to this earth, he's going to restore his creation for good, just like last Wednesday's Portals for Prayer said. At our resurrection, God will give us a body like Christ's own risen body. It will be a new resurrection body. It will be immortal and incorruptible, free of all the sin, sorrow, and death we knew in this present life. Gus's soul is in paradise now. But on that day, his body will rise again. Gus's feet will dance the polka again. Gus's tongue will speak those words of all those great stories again and again. And who knows, we might even be able to understand him when he speaks in German. But until that day comes, we live as a people of resurrection hope. It's okay to mourn, it's okay to cry, it's okay to be sad, but we will not fall into despair. Because the ultimate problem solver of the universe, Jesus Christ himself, has made things right with us. He has made us holy by his blood. And so we look forward to the day when we will take our seats in heaven with Gus, where he already is, right there in the front row. To God alone be the glory forever and ever. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Service continues now with our next hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, number 770. Please stand for prayer. Let us pray to the Lord, our God and Father, who raised Jesus from the dead. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace, Lord, in your mercy. Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy. Grant that all who have been nourished by the holy body and blood of your Son may be raised to immortality and incorruption to be seated with him at your heavenly banquet. Lord, in your mercy. Give to the family of Gus Unverfurt and to all who mourn comfort in their grief and a sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy. Give courage and faith to the bereaved, that within the communion of your church, they may have strength to meet the days ahead in the assurance of a holy and certain hope and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith. Lord, in your mercy. Help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy. Receive our thanks for Gus and for all the blessings you bestowed on him in this earthly life. Bring us at last to our heavenly home, that with him we may see you face to face in the joys of paradise. Lord, in your mercy. O God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life nor things present nor things to come will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people. Light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, You gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with the certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Let us go forth in peace. In the name of the Lord. Amen. Our closing hymn is Rock of Ages. It's number 761. You may be seated.